just coming off of the Tainus Esther, and it's important to understand that Tainus Esther precedes Purim because there is something for us to do again this year. It's not just a free ride. If we're sitting in Tzom, not eating, not drinking, it means we're thinking, Yehuri Tshuva, we're trying to change ourselves the same way that they did back then. So I just want to share a few kernels from the Gros explanation of the first few psukim in the Megillah to understand a very fundamental concept. All the Rabboseinu explained that any external salvation the Jewish people are going to have, first we need to go through an internal salvation. We need to change ourselves as people in whatever regard that this particular hardship is befalling us. Obviously nothing happens by happenstance. If Hashem allows some evil force to take control over us, to dominate us, to make our lives difficult, it's because we are somehow ourselves fit for this, as we mentioned earlier. So, who is Ahasuerus? What is this concept of his rulership? So the Gemara darshans that Ahasuerus is Ach L'Rosh. He's a brother to the head. He's somehow the parallel to the head. And who's the head? The head is the Yetzer Hara. Like the Pasuk in Eicha says, Hayu Tzareha L'Rosh, her enemies became the head. That's talking about the Yetzer Hara. And why is the Yetzer Hara appropriate to be called the Rosh, the head? Because the Yetzer Hara is born with us on the same day. He's there from the very beginning. Before you open your eyes, before you even realize what's going on, the Yetzer Hara has already been in charge. In fact, he continues and he says, what is this? The Pasuk says that he ruled over 127 medinas, over 127 countries. So it says 7, 20, 100. So the Gemara darshans, first he ruled over the 7, and then he conquered 20 more, and then with that he conquered 100 more. Says the Gaon, Kiyadua, that a child goes to learn Torah when he's 7 years old. And until then, you don't have any Torah. Now you don't have any Torah, you don't even have a Yetzer Tov. All he has is a Yetzer Hara. For the first 7 years, it's a little bowl of Yetzer Hara. So, first, Ahasuerus starts off with an endowment up front. 7 years. He gets to be in control. Okay? Then he uses those 7 years to try to conquer the next 20. Why? Because up until a person is 20 years old, what we would call teenagers, teenagers sometimes they think that it's not, it's anyway, until you're Esrim, you're not a Bar Onshim in the Shemayim. There's no punishments from heaven until a person turns 20. So you can do whatever you want. So it's a great deal. Now, the truth is, the reason why someone's not a Bar Onshin until they're 20 is because they don't have the full depth of understanding, of appreciating the significance of their actions. But sadly, what happens is that from the age of 7 until the age of 20 is when a person is building all their habits. This is when the person's forming their who they are. And so you're thinking, okay, listen, right now I'm in college, gonna just have fun, relax, right? And then when we get out into the real world, then we'll mature, take things real, serious, right? Yeshiva Bacher, it's okay, chill out, right? But the thing is, you have to understand that once you've already given him that level of heads up, then he's going to use that power to conquer also the remaining 100 years of a person's life. And of course, the opposite is true, that we know Rabbi Akiva was darshaning, he experienced kind of, I think I can relate, he experienced to what I'm experiencing, that the tzibur was dozing off a little bit, right, Dan? So Rabbi Akiva said, in the merit of what did Esther rule over 127 medinas? In the merit of Sarei Meinu, living 127 years of righteous life. And we know, with Sarah, with Darshan, that when she was 100, she was as innocent as she was when she was 20, Klapi Onchin Minashamayim, and when she was 20, she was as beautiful as a 7-year-old, in other words, in innocence, and means she lived out all the years of her life with righteousness. That's the correlation. It's a mafurish raya to what the Golden is saying over here. And he rules Achashverosh, Mihodu Vad Kush. Hodu is represents the baby years of a person's life. Babies are so cute. Hod Vahadur Lefano. Everything is beautiful and everyone loves babies. He says that's a hod is an allusion to when a person is a baby. He's like a hod. He's the beautiful thing that everyone likes to play with. And Kush is when they get old, it all turns black and not very attractive, to the point that when the person passes away from this world, their countenance turns black, right? So Mehodu Vat Kush, he's the Melech. He's ruling. He's controlling us. He's controlling the world. Mehodu Vat Kush, 720, 100 medinas. This is Akashverosh. This is the inner Melech Zaki Nuxil that we have to fight against the old foolish king. And to whatever extent we can manage to get a liberation, to break away from the grips of the Yetzer Hara, is the extent to which we'll be Zocha to Geula Shleima, Bekarov Bimeinu.